Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week I've got Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
Asa Gray.
Yes.
Mandy Kennedy.
Hello.
And I'm your host, Jesse Kimble, and we're finally back. First Nerd Up of 2019.
Oh.
We had a fun little break there.
Si, senor.
Got to have a couple of days off. It's good times. Yeah. Unfortunately, though, even over the last 2 weeks, there hasn't been a tremendous amount of news, so we're going to stretch this show.
Which I didn't really look for stuff from the week before. Did you?
Yeah, no.
I was going to say, because like, since I knew we weren't doing a show, I didn't, like, if I saw something, I didn't, like, put it in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I went pretty deep looking for some of the bigger stuff. I mean, I found, like, little tidbits here and there, but nothing really, I guess, worth mentioning. But now to get to the stuff that is worth mentioning. Yes, Asa?
There is the one thing that happened for video games about a certain console being taken off the market.
Yeah.
They Superman that hoe.
Oh. For the joke, folks, Soulja Boy.
Nintendo wasn't going to do nothing.
They ain't going to do nothing.
Bunch of nerds and slur, insert homophobic slur here.
Then Nintendo's like, Sue.
One syllable.
Soulja Boy, surprise Pikachu face.
Oh my gosh. Right.
That's off the market. We talked about it a lot.
That one, there was a Thursday Black Friday,
before. It was the Thursday show before Christmas.
Mm-hmm. When we talked about it.
Yeah. At least I'm pretty sure that was the one.
Either way, we talked about it on a Thursday show.
Yeah.
This is funny stuff. Mm. All right, so.
I'm going to check his Twitter really quick.
Oh, God.
I mean, I'm not going to say anything that's on the, because there was no way it's going to clean for this show. But I just want to see what sour grapes he has. How do you spell Soulja Boy?
All right. CW has ordered a pilot for Batwoman starring Ruby Rose. Apparently, it was successful enough during the crossover, which I haven't seen yet, because I got behind on Supergirl and The Flash. And CW is dumb because they remove episodes from their own website. Of their own material.
Do they like a Hulu thing where, like, after the first 10 episodes, it just starts at episode 10 instead of one anymore?
Five.
I hate when they do that.
Yeah, basically, after five episodes have aired, they start cycling through, getting rid of older episodes.
That's so frustrating.
Yeah, I know I'm not going to keep up with them, even now that I have a Hulu account. So I when it comes to Netflix, I will. Probably there's a solid chance I'll do what I did last time and just watch Flash, but this time I'll actually watch the crossover, because I skipped all of the crossover episodes the last season of Flash.
I liked that crossover,
and I was really mad because a huge thing in Flash was locked behind the crossover episodes.
You say locked behind like you couldn't just watch?
Yeah, why didn't you watch it?
Because I don't care about Arrow anymore. Like, I
you don't have to.
Yeah, but it's I don't want a half Flash story, half this other thing that I'm not watching.
It was just a big story that involved the Flash.
Right. But I don't care about the rest of it.
Well, then don't say locked
behind. And I don't want to go behind, and I don't want to have to go through and find which order of these other four shows I need to watch.
They're labeled part one, part two, part three, part four.
I skip it. I don't see it. Yeah. It's just like, this is the, I saw the intro and it looked like a bunch of weird stuff was happening. So I was like, all right, well, I'll just go to the next episode.
I mean, I guess, like, that's your prerogative, but they're there. And the last crossover was good. And also, they don't have it on Hulu. It's just on CW's website.
Oh, is it?
Which makes it even more infuriating.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's the same thing with, like, FX?
Yeah, exactly. It's your material. Why are you removing it?
Yeah.
It has to be part of the TV deal that they have, like, with the networks.
I have
Or the cable providers or satellite providers.
That wouldn't surprise me, but I know, like, it does come on Netflix, like, the week that it's supposed to air a new episode after the season is over is when it shows up on Netflix. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'll just wait.
Because it was the same thing with, like, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. too, wasn't it? Like, that came on, like, super quick after the season went off the air.
I'm not sure about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I know that one's on Hulu, and I watch that as it comes out, and episodes don't expire of Agents.
I remember when season three was Ghost Rider, wasn't it?
Four, I think.
Whichever season had Ghost Rider, it was like it was on Netflix like the next day. Neat.
Yeah, I remember it. Like, I think it does hit pretty quick on Netflix, though it might not now that the Disney deal has kind of gone through. But
yeah, we'll see how that goes.
I don't even know if Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is still on Netflix.
No idea.
I think it is. I think it showed up in my continued watching because I have not been watching anything on Netflix lately. It's all either been Hulu or just YouTube.
Yeah.
Soulja Boy almost died last night. Like, for real, like, his car got caught up in a mudslide. Like, almost went into the ocean.
He's so upset about that console being
I think he's just trying to fake his own death.
Can't live with the embarrassment and shame.
I was like, I'll go on his Twitter and find something that's like, for the last 24 hours, Soulja Boy almost died in a car accident last night.
I need something to change the news story from.
Nintendo almost, well, yeah, not almost. But yeah, no, it's just like, oh, there's nothing interesting that's going to be on this. He almost died.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. still on Netflix, yeah.
I saw you like keeping that in, and you're like, when are they going to be done talking? I have news.
This is interesting Soulja Boy news, guys.
You say interesting.
Right. Is there such a thing? News.
Like, I don't know if there is such a thing as interesting Soulja Boy news.
Well, it's just the timing of us making fun of him, and he almost died last night. So it was consequential.
No, that's not the word you're looking for.
Nope.
Anyway.
So moving past.
I'm more surprised that they're ordering a pilot and not just giving her one based on the crossover. Because that's usually how those. You're not going to be checking football.
It's almost over.
Because that's usually how those backdoor pilots work.
What? Yeah, I know. Yeah,
yeah, that's how the backdoor pilots work. I'm with you, Asa.
Someone's paying attention. Yeah. Jesus.
I heard what you said.
Because usually they do, like, with the Flash, didn't they do a whole season? Like, whenever they did that?
No, the Flash had, two episodes inside of the Arrow for the backdoor pilot, and then it just got a series.
Yeah.
And, yeah, no, Asa's definitely right. Historically, well, I say historically, the
like, there's a first episode of the season that kind of reestablishes itself as a pilot, but it's not a pilot. It's just episode one.
Right, okay. They test the market, and I guess, well, I mean, it could have been the same thing with The Flash. I honestly don't remember, because they absolutely had a pilot episode, but they also did the backdoor pilot, and it may have just been one of those, like, testing the market kind of things to see how well The Flash did with viewers using the backdoor pilot, and then CW may have ordered an actual pilot, but I honestly do not remember how they did it with The Flash. Same thing with Legends of Tomorrow got a pilot.
Yeah.
For sure.
But it was kind of it didn't even get a full-on like backdoor, I don't remember. I thought it just kind of was set up in the background of Arrow, but it didn't, like, there wasn't a full-on, like,
well, Arrow and Flash, because it had several characters from both.
Yeah, but wasn't it only like in Arrow? It just, they brought in like the Flash characters into the
Arrow. Legends. I don't know, I thought they were in both,
because I remember it was mostly around Ray Palmer, and he was in Arrow, which there might have been episodes where they brought in Flash. I just don't remember it happening in the show Flash. It just used those characters.
I have no idea, honestly. I don't remember it, because I never got really into... I was out of Arrow, I think, at that point, and I didn't really care about Legends of Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So
you can get those seasons dirt cheap at Best Buy. Like, the Legends of Tomorrow is like $15 Blu-ray.
Netflix has killed the cost of seasons of television.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some of them. Yeah, some of them are still, it's like $60.
Yeah. That's Game of Thrones, because you have to pay HBO for HBO. Ones. Yeah.
Because I remember that was the big thing at Hastings, like, whenever the seasons came out. Like, Arrow was, like, on Blu-ray at least, like, DVD was, like, $30.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that was the going rate. So, like, first week was, like, $24.99. But, like, if you wanted it on Blu-ray, $44.99.
Yep.
Like, that stuff was bananas.
I remember I wanted to buy, like, New Girl or something like that. And, like, before it was really on Netflix, I was like, good God.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember back when I would go to Barnes & Noble, because the only time going to, like, the...
Was this when Barnes & Noble wasn't in the mall, or was it still in the mall?
When it was in the mall at this point. Okay. But even, like, before that, the only time it was ever worth going to, like, their media section where they have, like, the CDs, movies, and stuff like that, the only time it was ever worth going there was when they were doing buy two, get one free.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because then you could buy, like, two... Because, like, I think average price of a season of television used to be, like, $50.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So you could get, like, two seasons of TV, or you can get three seasons of TV for $100. Or like if you found some cheaper ones, because I think they would go as low as like $30.
Yeah.
But yeah, nowadays you could buy a season of TV for $10 because Netflix.
Well, Hastings was doing that for a little while before they announced the closing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they get them like super cheap.
That's right. Yeah, that's
buy
where I
two,
got...
get one of like everything. That was like movies, TV shows, like everything.
Yeah, in fairness, though, Hastings was always doing those kinds of sales.
No, I miss it.
It was really bad for me.
That's where I went and got like all the seasons of Scrubs and stuff that I eventually just resold to them.
I think that's where I bought a bunch of the Friends seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I had a house for a while, and I sold all those though.
Yeah, because they had, especially like the older shows that weren't running anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They were a lot cheaper than like if something was a new season of something had just released.
Yeah,
But I've heard good things about the Ruby Rose as Batwoman.
I have too.
And I like the everything I've seen of it, like the look I really like.
And I'm excited to actually watch it.
This one seems interesting just because it's the Elseworlds and they're doing like all of the promotional materials of Stephen Amell as Flash and Grant Gustin as Arrow. Like yeah. That could be fun.
Yeah, no, I'm really excited about this crossover. Like mm-hmm. I actually do want to see it. And I was really bummed. I missed it by 1 week. Like or by a day, because I remember when I went to see it, because I remember thinking like, oh, I think the next episode that I need to watch is about to expire, and it had expired like the day before. I was so mad, like, because I remember being kind of excited, like, oh yeah, I've got like 5 episodes to watch, and then one had expired. I'm like, no, why? And it was both of them. I was like,
So what I was scared was going to happen with The Good Place because we fell off. Like it had been weeks since we'd seen it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but like, luckily nothing had gotten deleted, but then we got to the newest episode and there weren't any more, even though it had been like, there should have been multiple out. It's not airing again until Tuesday.
Yeah.
It was just they, like on a mid-season break or something.
Oh yeah. I hate those. I feel like that used to not be a thing for the longest time.
Yeah. It's relatively new. Care it's to share, Jesse?
Eagles won.
Yes.
Chicago missed the field goal.
Well, oh, your phone, wow. like, went blank. Like, it was also broken that the Eagles won.
Because Foles knelt down at the end of the game. Like, that was the last play of the game.
Wow.
Yeah,
and I thought we were bad at missing winning field goals.
And it was only, like, it looked like, anyway, I don't know this for sure. So, for those listening that are like, it was way harder than that, I think it was only, like, a 30-something yard field goal. Like, probably closer to 40.
I can't kick a ball that far. I'm not even going to. I don't think I could do a 10
yard. It doesn't matter. You're not being paid millions of dollars to make sure you kick it through these two poles.
And it really, like, the problem is, like, I understand if this was, if they were playing in Philly, but they were playing in Chicago. He had a home field advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I bet that was a real quiet stadium and then a real loud one.
Man, that's two home teams that have lost so far. Or three. Did Seattle play at their home?
No, Dallas had the higher seat. Yeah, okay. Dallas had home team.
Yeah.
Ravens played at home, though, so that's three today.
That's funny.
Three this weekend. Three out of the four home teams lost this weekend.
Jeez.
Sorry for the football, guys.
That's what it says, like, nerds.
And back to nerds.
The Punisher. The Punisher teaser released, so we got to see a little bit of that, so we know the big bad is going to be Jigsaw, who, if you guys missed from the first season of Punisher, was... also kind of the bad guy, kind of. Went kind of back and forth.
Well,
the final boss.
No, I mean, he was a villain, but he wasn't Jigsaw.
Right. But I don't think he was the villain through that season, was he?
That's a pretty significant part of it.
Yeah. It's been a while since I've watched
because the show. Spoiler alert, but like the turn happens relatively soon in that season. And there was then there was that side story of what kind of really kicked things off with the kid at the... like the PTSD support group.
Right. I'm sitting here trying to
think.
But he
was
in
the
back.
But he was a part of the show, like, pretty much from the beginning.
Yeah, no, I knew that was definitely true because he was part of Frank Castle's platoon.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's one of those things. I keep trying to remember things about Jigsaw from that season of Punisher, and I just keep thinking about Bullseye from Daredevil.
Yeah, no.
I can't
Not
stop.
Same guy.
No, I understand that. I'm very aware, but I can't stop.
the promo, like that, because it's not even a full, like, it's a teaser. It's very,
it's
much,
very
a
much
teaser.
A teaser.
But we actually do get to see Jigsaw, and he does not look as, they went out of their way to really make sure that you realize, like, oh, Pretty Boy's getting his face crushed in. Like, he's getting all messed up.
Mm.
I thought it would be more extreme, and, like, traditionally in other, like, in the comics and, like, other versions of Jigsaw we've seen, has been way more extreme.
His face get real messed up in the comics.
I get that they're going for more of like the grounded, realistic approach for the Netflix series, which is, you know, what they've been doing for every season they've done.
Mm.
But I wish it was just like a little more.
Well, because also it wasn't like, because they gave him a mask too, didn't they?
In some versions, I think. I think that just kind of varies on the.
Well, like, I think like in Jigsaw, in like that teaser.
I thought
they gave him a mask.
Well, he was in like a, I don't know if it was a mask or if it was makeup.
Maybe. Oh, yeah, because
it's a mask. I'm getting confirmation from the back that it's a mask.
Okay. Yeah. They gave him like, yeah. No. I'm now looking at a picture here. Yeah. He's wearing like, his face is kind of like scarred up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he's wearing like a white mask with, you know, a bunch of marks and stuff on it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, like he looks the mask, I think, looks cool, but yeah, his face isn't near as messed up as it is in the comics, where it looks like some really terrible leather face patchwork stuff going on.
Because, like, didn't we see him in the hospital of like totally like bandaged up, and it's still just like all
mangled and stuff?
Well, not even mangled, but like you can see like the blood coming through even still. And yeah, so, I mean, like, it was a—
that's all we did see, though, was like, yeah, his face all bandaged. And obviously, we saw how Frank Castle did it,
right? Which was awesome.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, that was super cool.
Yeah, no, and I'm pretty excited about the second season. It's coming out January 18th, which is way sooner than I thought it was.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we'll actually have it in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they have to get it out so they don't have to worry about doing them anymore.
Oh yeah, so because I'm pulling up the teaser. It starts with him like in the hospital wrapping, and it's him, and he unwraps and cleans himself, and he just looks kind of scarred up. It's not super—
yeah, I mean,
it's not
like
near extreme. And then, yeah, we do see— and then, yeah, he does wear the mask, which is— the mask has more scars on it than
his face.
His actual face.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, there's emotional scars, Asa.
I mean,
because it's one of those things, like, his face is like— I mean, if you saw that guy walking down the street, you would describe it as like—
oh, yeah, he had
really
scars
bad scarring. But it's not like if you ever see any image of Jigsaw from the comic book.
That's actually what I'm looking
up
right
like
now
more,
on my phone.
More
yeah.
along the lines of like Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, it looks more like Leatherface.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at right now.
But like, it's just, in the comic books, like, it looks like his face is a mask of faces.
I also think there's a version of him that it's not his skin. That it, like, he goes full Leatherface for the mask.
That would not surprise me, but
that
I don't know.
That mask looks cool.
Yeah, it's a cool design.
Yeah.
I'm super into it.
Yeah, no,
I'm excited. I'm way more excited for this than I, like— not that I thought I was going to be, but like when I started season one of The Punisher, because I was very lukewarm when I started it until the kid kind of— we finally got that payoff on him.
Yeah.
And then from that point on, like midway through the season, then I was like, all right, well, now I'm just binging this.
Yeah, The Punisher had the slowest start of any of the Marvel Netflix shows.
I think it almost suffered from having it, like, because we got the main backstory in season two of Daredevil and the first half of it, or back half of it, whichever.
Yeah,
back half.
Back half. Yeah, because that's— yeah. Either way, like, I really, really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
I know Kevin Schenkelberg out there is listening, and he absolutely loved The Punisher season one, so I'm sure he is stoked about this one. I'm just surprised that Jigsaw is already the villain again.
I'm not at all. I think we're guaranteed that this is the last—
it is, absolutely.
Like, this is going to be the last thing we're getting from Punisher, so they're not going to, you know, save that for what was going to be season three, because they know they're not getting it.
It's true. And, yeah, I guess, like, that kind of makes sense. But it seems like they would have known about this a long time ago, so I guess, yeah, they just set it up from the beginning to, like, set up Jigsaw and then complete Jigsaw in two seasons. It's just not like them, I guess, in terms of what they've done with the rest of the—
yeah.
The seasons. Anyway, so yeah, Jigsaw is going to be the big bad, and the mask looks cool. I'm into it. Also, in Netflix news, Stranger Things season 3, we got a poster with the release date.
Yay!
It's like coming out 4th of July.
Yay!
With a 4th of July themed poster.
Yep.
They got the fireworks and stuff. Someone on Reddit did a— or it was Reddit or Dorkly or something, but it's like the accurate poster for Stranger Things, and the name of the show was just Will's Life is Terrible Forever.
Yeah, that poor kid. Man,
excited.
I didn't know you watched Stranger Things.
I did. We finally watched it. We watched it a while ago.
Hmm.
Like back in May or June, probably. We binged it pretty quickly. I really liked it.
It's really good.
I just don't want to watch it alone in the dark.
I imagine Justin's a fan, though, so you probably—
Well, I mentioned that I wanted to see it, and he did too, so we watched it.
Oh, okay,
and I didn't have to be alone, because when I watched Daredevil alone in the dark, it was a little creepy. And you know, Stranger Things seemed creepy.
Oh yeah, especially like if you compare that to Daredevil, especially because Daredevil isn't really creepy so much as like
murder,
very violent.
It's very violent,
very violent,
dark and gritty.
Yeah,
as opposed to creepy. Whereas Stranger Things is dark, gritty, and creepy.
Yeah.
But with a phenomenal soundtrack.
Boy, yeah.
I love the music in Stranger Things. Anyway, so yeah, I'm really excited about that, and that'll be something to look forward to for 4th of July. Though I don't want to already look forward to summer. I'm still enjoying winter.
No. I mean, if this is our winter, okay. Because it's like 60 degrees outside. It's great.
I walked outside, and I was like, ah, oh man. fan.
Yeah, I turned my heater off upstairs.
It's terrible. It's 55 degrees in January. Nonsense. What? Batman the Long Halloween. Looks like we might be getting an animated feature out of it.
Which, will that be like that one Joker one we went and saw? Something short like that? Yes,
the Killing Joke. Yeah. Yeah, that's... I'm really, really excited about it because if you guys have heard us talk about it before, you know that The Long Halloween is one of my favorite Batman stories, and I think it's the same for Asa and Dalton.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's one of the more iconic comic stories.
Yeah, because we've talked about it on like Nerds for Hire before as like a must-read Batman story.
This is also one that I think would benefit in being a two-parter.
Like Dark Knight Returns?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I almost would think that there's... I think we talked about this before where the length of the actual graphic novel, but I feel like there's more story to Long Halloween. There's more you can do with it than what was initially in Dark Knight Returns.
And it's definitely not something like Killing Joke that was pretty short.
Yeah.
That they needed to lengthen with all the Batgirl backstory and the... odd, out of place sex scene.
Yeah,
there's only the one. Yeah.
But it was so bad that it should have just. It was like four. It's fine.
Because I went to Mandy and I went up to St. Louis to watch it because they had the Fathom events and I wanted to see it in theaters. And Mandy agreed to come with me.
I did.
And yeah, we got to that part and like Mandy, I just remember leaning over like, did they actually hook up in the comics?
No.
I was so confused what was happening.
Like, what is happening on the screen right now? I also did not know until recently that was Tara Strong that voiced Batgirl in that.
Yeah.
I mean, because I knew it was Kevin Conroy did Batman, but I did Hamill not did know Joker. That. Yeah, I did not know that Tara Strong was also back for Batgirl. So yeah, they just straight up pulled like Batman the Animated Series.
Well, I mean, if you're going to do it. And you're going to do it with that much money. Do it right.
Fair. Fair. Very fair.
The only time it worked was whenever they didn't use the actual cast. Oh, no, I take that back. Peter Weller and I can't think of the other guy's name that did Joker in Dark Knight Returns did a really good job. He was in...
Was it Troy Lost. Baker?
No. He was in Lost. It's going to bug me, so I'm going to look it up.
Joker but, what?
Like, they did it well in that movie with the Batman and Joker, but they definitely were going for older voices.
Is it an animation movie?
Yeah, it was an animated. Okay. But Under the Red Hood. When it wasn't. Yeah. Yeah, those two voices were really good for that, too. Give me one second.
Yeah, John DiMaggio was under the Red Hood. Mm-hmm. I remember that. But yeah, I do not remember who Joker was in Dark Knight Returns or who voiced him.
Because I know for a fact it was Peter Weller because it was RoboCop did Batman, which, again, just yes.
I also feel like if they're doing Long Halloween, they could end up doing Dark Victory, which isn't as good, but it's like the direct sequel to Long Halloween.
Right.
But it's a fun read, especially when it's immediately followed by Long Halloween.
Michael Emerson.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why, but I think it's because I saw a fan art of someone made him the Riddler. So I never think of him as a Joker voice because I just want to see him as the Riddler.
Yeah, because he just looks like the Riddler.
Because when he was Ben, he was creepy-ish. Lots.
Yes.
Many.
And speaking of voice casts, so we do have, and this is reportedly, I don't know, like this might not be happening at all, but we also do in the report that we got includes a set of voice actors for the film, and it looks like it's going to be Troy Baker, Jensen Ackles, Naya Rivera, Titus Welliver, David Dastmalchian, Jim Peary, Amy Landecker, Matthew Gary Gubler, Katie Sackhoff.
Matthew Gray Gubler.
Do what?
Matthew Gray Gubler.
Oh, it is gray.
Yep.
It is gray.
That's not what I'm giggling about.
Criminal Minds.
Criminal Minds. Oh. Yeah, that's Reed. Goobler. I love him.
Goobler. I never say this dude's last name right. Fred Taskiosaur.
That sounds like a dinosaur.
Yeah.
It literally sounds like you evolved from a dinosaur.
Taskiosaur. Oh, yeah, there's no way I'm saying that name right.
A little bit. Yeah, no, there's like five consonants in a row, and that's a nope.
That's a nope.
Welcome, Hunter. That's the voice cast we have. We have no idea who any of them are playing. Troy Baker has done like voices all over the Batman franchise.
Jensen was Red Hood under the Red Hood.
Really? Yep.
Yeah, I mean, Troy Baker has done Batman and Joker. Also done Two-Face and, yeah, some other folks. Yeah, Troy Baker's been everywhere in the Batman universe. Everywhere in every universe, Troy Baker's
voicing. Yeah, I was going to say, I know a lot of anime he's in, too. Mm-hmm. So he's, like, everywhere.
Yeah, he was Funimation's golden boy for a long time.
He is. He's hilarious in person, too.
Yeah.
We're seeing him at a couple cons.
Way more entertaining than Vic Mignon in live action.
Yes. Yeah.
Or what was his name? The guy that voices Trunks. Turned out to be a real dirtbag. That was unfortunate. I don't remember his name. We saw him at, it was like a St. Louis anime convention probably. That me, Shannon, Lindsay, and Stephanie went to. And yeah, that dude just turned out to be just huge scumbag. Talk amongst yourselves for just a second while I look this up.
I still never got to see Travis Willingham live. Which is upsetting.
I love that you interrupt her.
I know. He's like, talk among yourselves. So I'm like, hey, she guys.
I was interested in this. Sorry for cutting you off again for that. But like, I was interested in what you were saying. And just, Eric Vale. All right. What was that, Mandy? I'm sorry. Fine.
Travis Willingham, who voiced Mustang. I've never gotten to see him live. Still an upsetting. Like, I would watch videos from panels. He's hilarious, and I've never gotten to see him live, and it kind of breaks my
Jess,
heart.
Jess, you should help panel. Her out with this now. You should help her out with that, just for that moment that just happened.
Help her out for what?
To see Mustang live.
I mean, like, if there's ever a convention that we see that's nearby, like, I'm up for going.
Yeah.
But, no, I saw a panel, one of my favorite panels that featured Travis Willingham, also had Chris Sabat, who mm-hmm. is the voice of Armstrong.
Yeah.
And Piccolo and a bunch of other people.
I'm going to take your word for it.
Yeah. Voices Piccolo and Vegeta in Dragon Ball.
I was going to say, Vegeta too?
Yeah.
That sounds like a horrible day in the office for him.
No, Chris Sabat is, like, he's probably my favorite voice actor from anime to actually amazing. See. He's so good, and he's so entertaining. We saw him at ICC a couple of times. It was just once, because there was the panel
that
was like Goku
once.
And Vegeta.
Yeah.
Oh, that was before I went. Then.
Yeah, I think that was the first year. I think was that one.
So.
Either way,
you guys are south of St. Louis. Why are you here? There's not a lot of cons in our area, guys.
And I can't remember who voices Risa.
Colleen Clickenbeard.
So those three.
Bay, love her.
I knew she knew who it was.
Clickenbeard.
So those three did a panel, and somebody asked them in like the Q&A thing. Someone asked Colleen to propose.
Wasn't it him to propose to her though?
No, because that's not how it would go in real life.
Yeah,
like in the
it's
show.
True. That's true.
And, so they did it, and then Chris Sabat leans over, like in the Armstrong voice, like, "This is the most
beautiful thing." Yeah.
I just look up that YouTube video.
I know.
Makes me really
I want
happy.
A panel of them so bad, but FMA probably won't ever come out with anything new. So it's not like they'll let them do it because it's been over for like. 6 years now.
I mean, they could do like a reunion. Like, depending, a convention could just book them all, depending on what their schedules look like.
Ken.
Colleen Clickenbeard was also Lilith in Borderlands 2. I didn't know that.
Neat.
Yeah. So I like her in one thing.
She's amazing.
I don't watch anime, but I've played Borderlands 2 so many times.
No, she's amazing. Mm-hmm.
Boy, Borderlands 2 is awesome. All right. We got a little bit. Apparently, this is the 20th anniversary of the introduction of Mewtwo in cinema.
Ooh.
And for that reason.
It's been 20 years since I was balling in a movie theater.
Yep. For that reason, Japan is doing Year of Mewtwo, and part of that is going to be a complete remake of that movie, all in CG.
Which, like.
I'm okay with that. I totally.
Just remaster it.
It's just
make it pretty. Don't redo it all. That's a bad idea.
CGI is a new thing.
But it's not going to look good.
Yeah, about to say, I was like, yeah, they tried some of that, like, let's try new stuff in Dragon Ball Z, and I got sick watching the first one.
They saw the hype from Detective Pikachu and decided, we'll do this.
Yeah, because it's also important to mention that it's not, because they released a video of Mewtwo in the CG that they're going to use, and it's not the like the Detective Pikachu level of CG.
Okay.
So we're not going to have the ultra-realistic stuff. It's literally just... It looks almost like cutscenes from newer Pokemon games, more than anything
else.
So
it's going to be real people in it, too? Like as an Ash? And
it's all just CG. Oh, I mean, it's going to have real people, but they're going to be CG people. It'll be like your...
the hell? You know, that's...
I mean, like, that's what she was at. Like, I didn't know if she was asking if Ash and people, Ash and Co. were going to be in the movie.
Like as Ash, a real Brock human Misty. Being.
They're not going to be real human beings, though. They're okay. also going to be CG.
That broke my brain, human though, that CG conversation.
CG people. I was like,
human CG people.
CG human people.
Okay. Okay.
I think I just had a stroke, guys.
God.
This is I thought that's what Mandy was asking for clarification on.
You know, I could have been, I don't know, I've been sick all weekend. I'm not there. So I've been saying weird things all day.
Because, yeah, it looks like it's going to be just a complete remake, and it's all just going to be CG. So that's what we're getting. And it's going to look like, at least the trailer that they released looked basically about as good as like the Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee game looks.
Yeah, look at watching it now, and it just kind of does look like... It's just they put that art style in.
This makes
from
me
the games
oh, makes me so know. Angry.
Why?
It's just remake it the cartoon look prettier. Like just update it and just resell it. That way I don't have to be like they've made this look stupid.
See, here's the thing. They are updating it. They are making it look prettier. Just not in a way that you like.
Yeah, apparently this CG stuff huge in Japan.
They're doing everything you want them to do. You just don't like the art style.
It's true.
So is it coming to theaters here?
Probably.
Probably exclusive theaters probably or like something.
It'll probably be a Fathom thing.
And it's not until July 12th is when it comes out in Japan. Yep. So
July 12th, 2019. So I'm assuming, I don't even know if they're going to redo the, I don't know if they're going to do a shot for shot. So if they need to get a new voice cast or anything, like I don't know if that's a plan they've got.
Yeah.
Or if they're just going to completely remake it. I'm not sure. We didn't get that much information out of it. But yeah, I know like that kind of CG stuff is huge in Japan. Like there's a lot of anime that they've brought to CG that are, you know, not hits here in the States, but in Japan they absolutely love it. But anyway, Danny DeVito and Awkwafina have been cast in the Jumanji sequel. Apparently The Rock is going to be there too because he the article...
Yeah, it had him mentioning that he was excited for Danny DeVito to be there.
Yes.
In his new water bottle.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, I don't know who like how this movie is going to go. I only mentioned Jumanji in the first place because the first movie, if you guys haven't watched it yet, way better than it has any right to be.
I saw it. It was pretty good.
Yeah, I enjoyed that movie a lot. Like, I went in thinking it was just going to be like, I had literally nothing better to do. I had heard it was all right, so I went to see it. And I ended up enjoying it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew ended up buying it because he liked it so much.
Dang.
Like he went out and I think he bought the Steelbook. So it's surprisingly good. And I do love me some Danny DeVito. I don't really have any opinions on Awkwafina other than the name is ridiculous.
I'm not a huge... I've only seen her in a couple things, but I'm not a huge fan. I'm sure like she will... She's going to be kind of like the Kevin Hart comedy...
Probably.
If that's who I'm thinking of.
But I, as much as I like Danny DeVito, I really hope he's not just replacing Jack Black as the character. I would much rather Jack Black and Danny DeVito be in a movie. That would make me really happy. But anyway, yeah, we don't have any much other information than that. This is an excuse for me to tell more people to go watch the first that Jumanji movie.
Not who I'm thinking of.
It's not?
Nope. So I have not actually seen her in anything.
So you retract your statements about Awkwafina?
Yes, because she was in Crazy Rich Asians, which is apparently like one of the best movies to come out this year, or of 2018.
I know Andrew liked it a lot.
Yeah, I know a lot of people. It was like apparently it was fantastic. I wanted to see it. And then she was in Ocean's 8, but I haven't seen either of those. She's also a rapper.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I'm hopelessly lost on like a lot of that stuff. So.
Yeah. No, yeah, so this is, the person I'm thinking of does ads for, like, Alexa or Google Home, some stuff like that.
Mm.
I really don't like those commercials.
I don't see
but
a
also
lot of
ads. But I think she's a comedian. I'm thinking of a comedian.
Mm. Fair enough. Yeah, I don't see a lot of ads anymore.
I still, Hulu for $3, it's worth the ads.
No, I'm not disagreeing with you. Like, I understand this is a personal problem that I have, that I would rather pay $13 than $3 so that I could have no ads.
Yeah.
Ad-free Rockefeller.
Starting my student stuff back up, so I'm like, I want to figure out all these deals I can get. I'm about to get Amazon Prime free for 6 months Got to figure out what the Hulu deal is, because I know there's a Hulu deal.
I have no idea. No. I don't remember there being one.
I'm super excited if there is.
I actually think it's something that links with Spotify.
Yeah.
I know Amazon's. Oh, no, it is Hulu.
Yeah, it's Hulu and Amazon.
Because that's the deal that Ace was talking about.
Yeah, but there's like a special student version where it's like free if you have a Spotify account.
Nice. Do you have a Spotify account?
Yeah.
Oh.
I didn't always have. Well, no, I always have.
You might have to change it because it may not use, depending on what your email you're using. But
well, I know with like Amazon, I had to put in my EDU address. It's not important, but like, yeah, no, I'm super excited for all this free stuff I'm about to get. I'm going to go back to Audible probably.
Just going
to
pay so much money for it.
Yeah, so free.
It's so free.
But it's so discounted.
You just got like a $15,000 credit card loan.
Here's the thing. When the first time I went to college, whenever I could have got all this, I was dead broke. Now that I like have my job for a couple years, I'm like quasi broke. Like now I can
near
broke.
But anyway, so Danny DeVito, that's happening. All right, so Young Justice. Now, this is something I am truly excited about.
Me too.
Because, we've talked about it before, Young Justice. Everybody at this table absolutely loves Young Justice.
Very accurate.
We found out, we finally got a release date on the third season of Young Justice with the DC streaming app. That release date was last Friday.
Yep.
Three episodes hit last Friday, and apparently they're going to drop three more episodes every Friday this month. We don't know if that's the end of it, if that's the season, if there's a break, if they're going to release more. I'm sure they're going to release more at some point. But we're at the very least, it's looking like we're getting 12 episodes throughout January. So in February, mm-hmm. I'm going to be getting me a free trial to DC, or I'll finally just take Dalton's login credentials.
Do it for free. I've been a bro this entire time about this, and you're just like, I'll just do the free trial. I'll be like, I just get it for free.
Look, I mean, it's not that I doubt that you're going to give me your login credentials, but until I'm typing them in, the plan.
It's my Kingdom Hearts argument. That game has not come out until it's downloaded completely.
Right. Or Ace's like Jack in the Box or anything like that local. Like, I'll believe it when I'm putting tacos in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really, really excited about this because, boy, I love me some Young Justice. Apparently, the first three episodes are fantastic. I'm having to dodge spoilers left, right, and center while I was looking up news for it. I got a pretty significant spoiler, but not like only a general thing that happens in the first three episodes, but not to whom it happens.
I feel like I need to re-go. I've seen the first season a couple times now, but haven't made it to the second season. I feel like I need to rewatch some of that to remember everything.
There's a lot of stuff that happens in the second season. Yes, Asa?
I know.
Okay, so there are 26 episodes in season 3.
Wow, that's awesome.
Three episodes every Friday, except for the last Friday of the month, we're getting four for the 13. The second 13 don't start until June.
That's honestly better than I thought you were going to hit me
so
with.
So it ends in January
so
or
the
February?
First half, the first half of the season is January. Oh. Second half of the season is in June.
I mean, but honestly, that's... That would not be much different if they just released an episode a week.
The difference being that, like, they're doing it like... I hate it when Cartoon Network does this, because I used to watch a lot of Steven Universe.
Mm-hmm.
And they would do what they call a Steven Bomb, or something like that, or, you know, something along those lines, where they drop, like, all in 1 week, we get, you know, 10 episodes of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then we don't get anything else for, like, 5 months. And I understand that I can ration them out over that period of time, and I could watch them one at a time, but I'm not gonna, because it's there.
Yeah,
I would almost rather them give me like one episode a week, and then like I can forget about it maybe for a little while, binge a few episodes, wait again, then, you know, binge a few episodes. Versus like what's gonna happen is February rolls, and I'm just gonna watch all 13 in one sitting.
I'm just excited that I could go back to the DC Universe again. I have not opened that app in a while.
Did Titans finish?
I stopped watching Titans a while back.
Oh.
But Doom. Yes, it did.
Do what?
It finished a couple weeks ago.
I heard you talking about that on the last Nerd Up, and I was like, I wish I was... No, I don't. I haven't watched it in like 4 weeks. It was just burned me really bad. I'm sure I'll go back to it. I'm trying to see how many episodes are already up on the actual thing. And of course, it's not working properly.
Yep.
If I can get that answer for you right away, I will. Give me 1 minute.
Okay. In the meantime, I don't know if I'll ever actually subscribe to that service. Especially since one of the big draws for me was the Batman animated series in HD.
Mm-hmm.
But then they released that Blu-ray set that I purchased.
Yeah, I really wanted that. I couldn't swing it, but Maybe one day. I couldn't
swing it either. That's what the credit card's for.
Crippling debt. Crippling debt.
I just wish the pop figures that came in that set were a little better.
Yeah, no, because like it just.
Aren't they the mini ones too?
They're teeny tiny ones, yeah. Yeah. And I was kind of bummed. I don't know why I thought they were full size pop figures, but they are not.
Yeah, right now we're only on the first three episodes.
Yeah, January 4th is when it launched. So
yep. So yeah, this past Friday.
Yeah, just like
I'm all confused about how the new year started. I'm sorry.
Well, I think he also said a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, it was just like 2 days ago.
Yeah. So we. Yeah.
I thought I said it was like this last Friday.
No, I'm taking all the blame on this, guys. Don't worry, because like
I mean that's fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. So the first three came out just 2 days ago as of recording for the fourth, and then we'll get three episodes every Friday except for the 25th, and then you get four, and that's what's gonna wrap up the half of that season.
Right. And yeah, like I said, it's better than like for some reason I thought you were gonna hit me with like Rick and Morty. Yeah, and then the next set of episodes due to hit in 2025. Like, oh my god. that would have been ridiculously upsetting. All right. And the last little bit of movie news we got. Aquaman is now the biggest DCEU global
movie release.
Yeah, highest grossing movie in the DCEU.
Which means it beat Suicide Squad. Thank you. It
should not have beat Wonder Woman, but I'll let it Wonder slide. Woman.
I mean, Batman v Superman Squad was either. The Batman v Superman was ahead of both of those.
Yep. Yeah. But yeah, no, for whatever, like Wonder Woman was like number four.
Not only did it...
It's number one in my heart.
So it passed Batman v Superman. It's coming up, it's like 2.8 million, or no, it's like, it's coming up on 200 million. It's at 187 million, I think is what it's at right now.
Domestic, yeah.
I don't remember, now I'm getting the numbers
confused.
This is
like 800 something million global.
But I know it passed, oh yeah, no, it's like 887 million.
Global.
Because it's tracking to hit 900 million. It could hit a billion, which is nuts. But it's also not just DC, but the second biggest global theatrical superhero movie. It's only behind Infinity War.
See, I thought like Infinity War hit almost 2 billion.
I mean, yeah, but it's behind Infinity. Like, it's behind that. But it's the only thing that's behind. That's the only thing it's behind.
Because I feel like the... Yeah, because Black Panther had a higher global release than... no, it didn't. That was a domestic release.
Yep. No, yeah, everything that you see that says that Aquaman is behind is domestic. Because it did not do fantastic domestically. It did well, but it didn't set any records by any stretch. But the global market is what's...
Right, well, because what the list I was looking at was that... domestically, Black Panther actually beat Infinity War as well. It's number one domestic. But yeah, I can't find the global things. I'd be interested to see. Oh, wait, here we go. Top 100 grossing comic book movies of all time worldwide. Yeah, no, it's not going to. It's right now behind Infinity War, Age of Ultron, and. Looks like it's also behind the first Avengers movie too, not by much, but
like tracking to beat it though.
Tracking to beat Avengers at least, probably Age of Ultron because Age of Ultron is also they're both in the 900 million range, so they could get past. But yeah, then you have Avengers Infinity War that had 1.4 billion.
Billion, Julian.
So much money.
I think Avengers 4 is gonna Endgame is gonna beat them all.
Probably. Oh yeah, like first day.
that one might hit the. I don't know where I thought that Infinity War hit $2 billion because didn't a Disney property hit $2 billion worldwide?
Was that a Star Wars?
It
might
have been like cumulative, of, right? Like, of spanning across
multiple movies,
like multiple movies. But
I thought there was a single movie that did, but I'm probably wrong.
Well, I'm about to say, Endgame's just sitting like on deck, just with whole bat
it's
in hand.
It's already, yeah.
And it's not a bat; it's something else, and he's ready to knock it out of the park.
Yeah. That movie's gonna sell really, really well. I'm really hoping that it's really good. I'm also really looking forward to Captain Marvel.
It's one of those that like I'm not even worried about being like, I hope Endgame's good. It's gonna be.
It's gonna
like,
be.
Well, then I thought the same thing about Age of Ultron. I thought that movie was going to be good, and it was watchable.
I mean, like, out of all the Avengers movies, it's definitely the weakest.
I mean, yeah. Of the three, yeah. Actually, you know what?
I count Civil War. I know I shouldn't, but
because it's not an Avengers movie.
It's a Captain America movie.
Captain America.
What's the title of the movie?
Oh, no, it's Captain America, but
okay. Well, there, don't do it. Oh, it's not, no, it's an Avengers. It's not an Avengers movie.
Just has the
actually kind of. I think I need to rewatch them, but I think I actually might like Age of Ultron more than the first Avengers.
I don't know.
Justin agrees
that he likes Age of Ultron more than the first one.
Only because, like, it was at the time, it was the first time we'd really gotten, like, okay, so it's all these individual properties and now they're coming together as one, which was super awesome. But, like, that is the trope that I just don't get behind. It's what one of the things that, like, even though it may not have been the smart way to do it, I liked that DC skipped all of that because then they would just be copying the Avengers. Turns out it didn't work because Justice League was okay for me. But so having them be, like, they're already a team. That first scene in the forest, I liked it. Like, I loved that scene. Also, I thought James Spader was awesome as Ultron. Also,
he was.
I have a soft spot in my heart for Ultron, for just Avengers villains. So that was super cool. And then, like, even though it was the worst version of Quicksilver we had seen on screen that year.
Which I did not realize was also Kick-Ass.
Yeah, both of the stars of Kick-Ass went on to be different versions of Quicksilver.
Interesting.
Yeah, Kick-Ass and
Kick-Ass himself was in
MCU Quicksilver, and then his Evan best Peters. Friend was Evan Peters, who was the much better Fox
Days of Future Past.
Quicksilver.
That was such a good Quicksilver.
But yeah,
I need to go back and watch
his interactions with Hawkeye, because they actually gave Hawkeye stuff to do in that movie. So I love that.
Yeah,
his speech of just like him trying to encourage Scarlet Witch. Of just like, yeah, we're fighting an army of indestructible robots. I have a bow and arrow. Sometimes stuff's nuts. Just like
that was such a good part.
Whenever I say it's the weakest of the three Avengers movies, it's not like it's horrible. Like, I just...
Oh, and I'm very aware that I am in the minority of people who hold that opinion. Like, I'm not trying to say that I'm right by any stretch, just...
Like...
I think it gets a bad rap. Maybe I need to rewatch it because I also thought Thor Dark World got a bad rap. And I didn't super enjoy Ragnarok, so
I didn't like the first two Thors.
And then I lost Justin.
I know.
He was on board with Dark World.
Wait a minute, which one? Which one was good?
Ragnarok.
Oh, okay, yeah. Ragnarok. I was like, first two were not that fantastic.
I know. I'm in them. I hated the first Thor.
Yeah, no, I did too.
I very much disliked the first Thor. I liked the second Thor way more than because we got to move past he's a super unlikable D-bag. Because that was his arc in the first movie. And yes, he was. He was very unlikable.
And
I get that's the point, but they did too good of a job.
But then in Ragnarok, we got the super likable D-bag.
It was too...
I loved it.
So good.
All right, we do need to move past this, though, because we still got two categories to go.
Had to stretch, so we
stretched.
We did what we were supposed to. Now let's get through these last two call tonight.
Stretch Armstrong, he's leaking the goo right now. We stretched that hard. All right. So, this next portion of our podcast brought to you by our friends in Perryville, Missouri at Villainous Grounds. Stop by there for all your comic book needs. Scott Snyder and Charles Soule are collaborating on a new creator-owned title.
Sure,
don't have
awesome.
Any information other than that, but I'm sold.
Yeah. Just those two names together.
I don't care who's doing art. I'm sold.
My whole thing of like, all right, well, my expenses are going up, so I'm going to have to cut down on my comic books. Well, now there's another one I have to cut down on because I'm going to need to buy it.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to need to buy this one.
Yeah, I'm going to need me, because those are two of my favorite writers in comic books right now.
Mm-hmm. Even if it's a story about something I don't care about, like, they're doing something really weird, I'm going to get the first, three issues.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So, David.
It could be a time travel story.
Please. Go ahead and get whatever that turns out to be called. Whenever you get more info on it, let me know. All right. Marvel has also announced a new mini event, War of the Realms, Journey into Mystery. It'll be a 5-issue limited series starting April 10th, 2019. Looks like it's going to be a bunch of monsters are invading Earth from Thor's universe, ice giants and the like, and Thor's nowhere to be found. So instead you've got people like Miles Morales, Kate Bishop, and a bunch of other folks safeguarding Thor's baby sister from all of and trying to save the world at the same time. We don't know much info or much more info than that, but it sounds kind of neat. And apparently something to do with the McElroy family is going to be collaborating with them on that. I have no idea who the McElroy family is, though.
I think that's the My Brother and Me.
Yeah.
Podcaster. It's three brothers. They're really funny. They were they had a bit on a gaming website. I don't want to say which one because I know I'm going to get it wrong, but they had like they would do let's plays, and it was called, I think it was called the Monster Factory, where they would a game that you could create your character.
Yeah.
And they would make the most grotesque creations they could find.
Because I have heard of that, the Monster Factory.
They also had a TV show on one of those like comedy streaming services. That was really, really funny.
It's also so Spider-Man, Hawkeye, Wonder Man, Sebastian, Druid, Death Locket, Thorry the Hellhound, and Balder the Brave.
Death Locket?
Yep.
Not Deathlock.
That is correct. I don't know if typo. I don't know who Death Locket is.
I don't know half those people.
I don't know
who. What was that, Justin?
Dance move.
All right, we'll look up Deathlock it real
quick.
Because
I almost thought Deathlock was a. No, that is a Marvel character because it was in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I have that.
That's also right. Spelled differently.
I have that Marvel legend. I have a lot of really random ones.
Yeah. Either way, this next portion of our podcast brought to you by our friends Josh and Alan of Press Start to Join.
They're back finally. I hate
got their computer fixed?
No. It wasn't his computer that he does the podcast with.
Oh.
I had a conversation with him. I was like, no. And he was like, no, we're still doing the podcast. I was like, okay, good. I'm sorry about your computer. I'm a very empathetic person. What can I say?
Fair enough. Also, I lost internet, so I'm not going to be able to find out anything about Death Locket.
I can't find anything on it.
So I wonder if it's supposed to be Deathlock. That would be interesting. Like, probably the least likely of those characters to be involved in something like
this. Nope. There is someone called Death Locket. But I can't find, there's not a Wikipedia article on it. Avengers Undiscovered number 10 from 4 years ago. And one of the comments is about how she didn't do a double cross.
Huh.
So they're talking about someone named Death Locket.
I mean, in fairness, the rest of that list is pretty obscure, too, minus, of course, Kate Bishop and Miles.
Yeah.
Miles getting a whole lot of popularity right
Rebecca
now.
Rebecca Riker, Earth 12-131.
Huh. Anyway. All right, so yeah, video game stuff. Second Dinner. New dev studio created by some former Blizz devs, headed by Ben Brode, the guy that was the lead designer in Hearthstone. They're working on a new Marvel game. Apparently, they've already got a playable demo up and running, and it's a whole lot of fun, according to the developers. But we have no idea what kind of game it's going to be.
Well, yeah. Oh, the developers.
That was kind of funny. They even joked, like, I'm pretty sure what we have here is the greatest game of all time.
Yeah.
I ran some spreadsheets, and yeah, pretty sure can confirm.
Yeah, that was actually the developers say it's really fun. Well, yeah. I'm sure they do, buddy.
Are you going to buy it, Jesse?
Well, yeah.
Because you love Blizzard?
I mean, Blizzard's not doing it.
But it was Blizzard people, right?
It was. It depends on what kind of game it is.
Yeah, I'm really hoping it's not a card game.
I don't want another free-to-play Marvel card game.
Oh, you say that.
I don't want another free-to-play Marvel game. Like, unless it's
I would take Marvel Heroes again.
See, and that's the thing. Like, unless it's that. Unless it's a relaunch of Marvel Heroes that, for, like, people like you and Shannon's sake, allows you to take all of the information and money you've already put into it and, like, bring it over. But that dream is... That's not even a dream.
That's a very...
That's an alt universe that they just never shut down.
Why would you even mention that, then? The one speck of hope in that, and then the crash.
Because I like to... That... Someone has a busted tire, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was someone knocking at the window at first, but it was just the sound a tire was making.
I just assumed it was gunshots.
Yeah, well. All right. So, yeah, no, I'm excited to hear what it's about, or what it's going to be, at least. I just really hope it's not some free-to-play mobile game, because we don't even have a platform released yet. I don't know if it's PC or mobile. Like, it's a small crew, so it's probably going to be...
mobile.
What?
Mobile game.
Oh, probably.
Don't you have phones?
All right. So we also got... for those of you that never played PT, never got a chance to play PT, I don't know how long this is going to be on the internet, so you need to look it up and grab it while you can.
Oh, yeah. This is definitely going to be...
Yeah, this is going to be taken down sooner rather than later. There exists right now... It's called Unreal PT. It's fan-made recreation of PT that you can get on your PC. And if you never played through PT... download this game.
Is that the one that came out forever ago?
It was a playable teaser.
It was the one that at E3, they said a small indie team is releasing a horror game that's exclusive to the PS4. There's actually a playable teaser right now. Go download it. And it wasn't until people beat it that it was revealed that it's not an indie team. This was Kojima and Konami working on a new Silent Hills game.
This is the one where you're in that hallway, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, yeah, okay, mm-hmm. I played it. Yeah.
Anytime they bring this up, it's really hard for me not to swear on the show.
It is one of the greatest horror things you can experience in a video game.
Yeah.
Like, unequivocally.
Because it's not, like, a super hard game to play. It's not...
Some of the puzzles are a little obtuse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some of them are needlessly complicated.
We spent a good couple hours on it.
Yeah, like, at some point, like, it stops being scary, and you're just like, how do I beat it?
Yeah, because now you're just like, all right, I get it. Just let me through this part now.
And somebody finally figured out how to beat it. Well, I say somebody. The internet together, because... Kojima thought it was going to take everybody
months,
weeks to get this done. Like it was going to be weeks before the first person. He did not understand the power of internet crowdsourcing.
Mm-hmm.
The internet had that beaten in within 24 hours.
I think it was like 3 days. I think it took 2 to 3 days.
For the official.
For someone to actually get the actual reveal.
Yeah, because people were beating it. They just didn't know how they were doing it.
Okay.
But
for them to actually get the actual rhythm,
yeah.
Which we never got. Even though we were reading how people were doing it, at least I didn't.
Because basically, we got people talking about this is how I did it in my playthrough.
Mm-hmm.
And we finally did figure out you had to do it after so many tones, you had to say something into the microphone.
Yeah.
If you didn't have the microphone, then you had to be doing something else.
Yes, because our microphone ended up not working. I remember this because we ended up looking on the internet after mm-hmm. 3 hours of not getting anywhere.
Yeah.
And then, you had to say, the name, three times in the microphone, in the bathroom mirror or something like that.
It is the most convoluted. Because it plays into, all of the urban legends, Candyman and, Bloody Mary, stuff like that. It's no, you have to say the name, you have to do it a certain number of times at this time.
Yep. And, everything up until that last part mm-hmm. is really easy to get to and, really easy mm-hmm. to find. And there's tons of cool environments and stuff that you can see.
If you're more of an adult than I am, it's very easy. Because it was not easy for me, because I hated it.
Well, we had a friend that played the game, and he said that he couldn't get through any of the puzzles because his Xbox just kept turning itself off, or his PlayStation just kept turning itself off randomly in the middle of the game.
Oh, that wasn't me. We have video proof that I turned it off myself.
Yeah,
I was about to say, don't even say that I said that. I turned that off midstream.
No, that was the joke, was that he was turning it off himself. It was not about Dalton, though. It was just another friend of ours that was doing
that's,
it.
That's why I'm really glad we have Mandy and Dalton and Cody, because I'm just as bad. But all the attention gets shifted onto
attention do I? I play the games perfectly fine.
Yeah, but the thing of it is, we're
scary
scared.
Stuff.
But
scary
like,
stuff in general.
Cody won't even watch Ghostbusters. So, we know we're on that level above him.
I'll watch some stuff. I'll play the games. I'm not... I mean, I'll probably shriek, but I'll play them.
Yeah, maybe
I play the heck out of Resident Evils.
Which, in fairness, there's only a few parts of those that were...
I mean, Resident Evil.
Yeah, okay, well, when you're playing at, midnight, and then you get a phone call, and it's dark, and you are, crazy deep in this game, it's a little terrifying.
No, I mean,
and then heads are popping off to tentacles.
I had I got the first Resident Evil Director's Cut on PlayStation. My dad bought it for me. And when I lived with my dad, and this is probably some child abuse level stuff, but whatever. because he would, my dad worked overnights.
Mm-hmm.
He was a 911 dispatcher. And so from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m., I was alone in the trailer at the age of 13. Which, I mean, it's fine. I was fine. But he bought me Silent Hill. And one night I was just playing that in the living room alone in the trailer we lived in. And the first time we got to the part where, the dogs jumped through the window in the hallway in the first Resident Evil game. I was like, whip!
Yeah.
That's being at a friend's house who had a PlayStation, he would, show me Resident Evil. Because he'd seen all of it, so he knew what was coming.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
freaked
mm-hmm.
me, little kid me out.
Played Resident Evil 5 when it came out for literally, 7 hours straight. I did not sleep well. There was, zombies and things attacking me, and
is the Resident Evil 2 remake this month?
I think it's already out.
Is it already?
I think so.
I feel like we would have heard Hunter talk about it.
I thought it came out in December.
I thought it was... No, it definitely didn't come out in December. It's a 2019 game.
No, I don't know. Because I know it's kind of on sale on Steam right now.
No, because I think I don't even know if it's going to Steam.
I thought, I saw there was a Resident Evil franchise, and it very much said Resident Evil 2 Remastered.
I mean, there might have been, a bundle that like came a bunch of the no, because this isn't like a remaster. This is like a total remake. It's because it's not, you know, tank controls and everything like that. It's getting rid of those.
Yeah,
because
I saw like it was like $60 and it came with Resident Evil 2 and like some other stuff. Anyway, it's not that important.
Yeah, January 25th.
Okay,
so
it is later.
So it's not out yet.
Oh, well, no one will care. Kingdom Hearts will be out, so no one will care.
Yeah.
This is very two different fan bases. Well, there's some overlap. Like that,
I know you will, because they could put out, like...
hot garbage.
And yeah, and you'd still love it.
Oh, I wouldn't be the same person if it was a bad game.
Because I'm seeing a lot of people who have, like, played it, and like, yes, this is a PS2 game that looks like a PS4 game.
Oh, no.
Well, I'm fine with that.
I'm fine with that. The first two Kingdom Hearts play just fine.
All right, well, the last thing I want to talk about real quick before we get out of here, Star Citizen... the crowdfunding has officially surpassed $200 million.
Jesus.
And they still don't have a finished product.
No, they do not. You can apparently play it for $45 right now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. You can go online and buy one of the starter packs and just start playing it. But it's still alpha, if not pre-alpha, is what it's listed at on the website. Despite almost 9 years of development and a $200 million budget.
And their initial goal of $500,000.
Yeah. Importantly, there are only three other games that have had more than $200 million for a budget. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, Grand Theft Auto 5, and Star Wars The Old Republic.
I wonder if that's lumping in Grand Theft Auto 5 and the remakes for... No, I know it's not, actually.
Yeah, I would not be surprised but if game had that size budget, just straight up.
Because it went and it made it back.
Yeah.
And then some.
Right. No, they're like, still making money back on that game.
I'm surprised with just like how old those games are.
Mm-hmm.
Because like when you look at how much work it takes to make games that are coming out now that are so much more high tech.
Yeah.
Like I'm surprised Red Dead didn't pass that for Rockstar.
200 million. Yeah, no, I'm also surprised
about
that.
That blows me away.
Probably because most of the development like is happening post-release for that game.
Well, I mean for the online, but like that single player is...
fast
done
right
like it's done and it is in masterwork. Granted, it's graphically, and this was the first game that they made exclusive for the current gen of systems. Whereas Grand Theft Auto had a lot more moving parts, like the city was, they had a lot more NPCs and stuff to deal with there,
right,
on that end. Whereas and so Red Dead is a lot, it's a very, there's a couple densely populated areas, but everything else is mostly just kind of wide open with wildlife.
Plus, I know a significant portion of that budget comes from voice acting, which is why The Old Republic is on there.
Oh, plus like music licensing and things like that, because you got a lot more of that in Grand Theft Auto than you would in
Red Dead. Sure. Because, yeah, no, that's definitely a thing with like Star Wars The Old Republic has some kind of record for the most like voice acting, because every single line in that game is voice acted.
Mm-hmm.
Including every single tiny side quest on like Tiny Planet.
That varies based on your Jedi or Sith alignment.
Yep.
And how people react to you and stuff like that.
Right, because that game, you could be, like, they had different voice lines for all, because there are four different classes for each faction and subclasses inside of that faction, and, like, that changes up how the voice lines work. And, yeah, no, like, that, there is so much voice work in The Old Republic, which is why I imagine it had that massive of a budget.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure it made its money back, even though it did go free to play. Like, there were still a lot of people spending money on it. People are still playing The Old Republic.
The Old Republic. I'm thinking of Knights of the Old Republic. Because I was like, that's very surprising. No, Old Republic makes way more sense.
Yeah. Star Wars, The Old Republic. Sense. The MMO.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. And Modern Warfare 2. I don't remember it having, like, that kind of voice acting budget. But that was also, like, peak Call of Duty.
Mm-hmm.
It got bigger. But
so they were
just...
Yeah. At the time, it was the...
Because
like I said, but even now, like we are, you know, in a PS, you know, we're in the PS4 era. They got three different studios just cranking them out, making money seemingly every time.
Yeah, no, I don't think they've lost money on any Call of Duty release. They've had weaker releases,
Like Infinite Warfare was their
weakest release since like
Advanced Warfare,
Ghosts.
Even Advanced Warfare sold better than Infinite Warfare.
Ghosts was the first time that it, because they were just talking about this on a podcast I listened to, Call of Duty made increasingly more and more money with each sequel until Ghosts. Ghosts was the first time they made less money. They still made money, but it didn't beat the previous game.
Right. And yeah, no, that absolutely makes sense. And I think at this point, like, the Treyarch ones are the only ones that are steadily increasing still.
I know World War II did great for them, but that was after they did Advanced Warfare.
Yeah, because, I mean, that was also Sledgehammer. The Sledgehammer one, yeah. That one's probably technically trending up, too, because World War II definitely made more money than Advanced Warfare did, mm-hmm. because Advanced Warfare was a fairly weak release. A lot of people didn't like the jumping and stuff, apparently.
I did. Because that was before Black Ops 3, wasn't it?
Yep.
And then they just used those mechanics in...
Black Ops 3, yep. Yeah. Because, yeah, it's Sledge, then Treyarch, then Infinity Ward. So anyway, all right, that's going to do it for us, guys. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.